This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Why is your partner a Mubby's boy? And the reason why we're asking the question is because the West Coast Eagles have just copped an absolute hiding from Mike Sheehan, a very well-respected football commentator, writer, and media specialist when it comes to the footy.
Who goes to great pains to point out in this story that he did 2 units in psychology at university.
Mm. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Right. So he's psychoanalyzed the West Coast Eagles team after that loss to Essendon on the weekend.
He says, my 2 units in psychology at university don't give me the credentials to suggest there is a massive psychological problem for the Eagles when they play in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
But that is seemingly what he is doing.
Right, okay. Interesting there, Mike Sheehan. Very interesting. I also like how he's identified them as Mummy's boys, which is also interesting. 1333 53, we want to know, why is your partner a Mummy's boy? We got Beck in City Beach. Tell us, Beck.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, my partner is a massive Mummy's boy. He calls 3 to 4 times a day, and this is what really got it for me this weekend. We were going to a restaurant and I had suggested this restaurant that I wanted to go to, and it was one that I had previously gone, so I knew it was already good.
Yeah.
And I caught him calling his mum to ask her opinion on it.
Really?
And what did she say?
Did she agree with you? Like, because that'd be the...
She hadn't been, so she didn't know. But when I called him out and I asked him about it, his reasoning was, I think she's a better cook than you are, so she'll have a better opinion.
And therefore a better restaurateur critic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Beck, that's rough. But the 3 to 4 times a day to ask opinion things, yeah, that's a mummy's boy going on there.
Yeah,
wow.
He's a massive
Have you got a good relationship with his mum, though?
Yeah, I do. Look, I do. But, you know, it's one of those things that I kind of just hold my tongue about. But he's just such a big mummy's boy.
Yeah, right. Fair enough, Beck. Thank you.
See you, Beck.
We got Steve in Tapping. Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Take it away, Steve.
All right. Come on, Steve. I was waiting for this.
I watched the game on the weekend, and I must admit it was pretty hard to get through. But I just wanted to check with you a couple of things. The first was, where are the Eagles on the ladder compared to the Dockers?
Yes.
Who did West Coast beat last week at home? I think it was the last...
For good measure, mention the silverware in the cabinets.
Yeah, go on, Steve. That's the third thing usually when a West Coast Eagles supporter starts talking about that stuff, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I just think it's a bit rough. 1 week's not a season, and if you want to compare the Eagles to Mummy's place down at Fremantle, probably need a bit better shellacking.
Gee whiz, Steve. Come on.
The next derby's going to be amazing. Sook ahoy, the Sook's Cup.
Anyway, that's all. I just wanted to get you back on track.
Fair enough.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks, mate.
Mike Sheehan goes on to say Mark Lecrae is an immensely talented forward, but he needs a spell. What does he mean, like eye of newt, nose of toad? I don't want to go on the road.
Claire, Matt and Kimber from the East Coast, Lise.
Yes.
They are on location at the premiere of Tom Cruise's new film, The Mummy, and we've got Kimber on the line right now. How'd you go, Kimber? Did you get Tom Cruise?
Oh, do you want me to ruin the suspense for you?
No, but did you get Tom Cruise?
We totally got Tom Cruise.
You got Tom Cruise!
Oh my goodness, the man is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You want to see, he spent about close to an hour just meeting the fans on the other side of the street, going along, shaking their hands,
really?
Taking photographs. He is lovely.
Oh, he's a man of the people.
Mm. Yeah. Like, truly. And we got to chat to Russell Crowe, and we got to chat to Annabelle Wallace, and it's been a real buzz, but I think you will absolutely love the video footage that we'll have at mix.com.au of Russell and Tom, because, great men, and they're having a great time tonight.
Well, I was going to say, because I love Russell Crowe, and I was wondering, you know, did you see them together? What kind of rapport do they have? Are they hanging out? Are they,
You can tell that they're buddies, and also there'll be something special in there for you, Lisa, because when you watch the vid, there's actually a moment where Tom was sort of moving a bit. We'd already chatted to him, and he was moving a bit down the red carpet, and he made a little notice, you know, shook his head there at Russell, and Russ gave him a wink. in the middle of our little chat. So if you see the wink in the middle, he was actually giving that to Tom Cruise.
Ah.
Interesting. Now, Kimber, they rush these stars down the red carpet, and you're all standing there in the throng. How do you do it? Do you reach out and do you grab him? Do you throw your microphone out in front of his face to try and just throw a question at him? How does it work?
Fall over
well,
in front
look.
Of him.
Yeah, totally.
Whatever you've got to do.
Yeah, a little bit like that. And we were prepared to. Don't you worry. I mean, I might be in heels, but Matt and I were ready to tackle anybody we had to. But we were. What we sort of did. Matt and I did the old-fashioned thing and charmed all of the publicists and their people as they walked by.
Ah.
So when they came down, they said, "Look, we don't have time to do everybody," but they gave us time. being kind helps. I think that was the key in the end. But yeah, they were very generous, and I think that was the difference. You can see the generosity of Tom and Russell, that they were just totally prepared to meet the fans and meet the talent and meet everybody. It was awesome.
And so what now? Do you go to the movie? Do you hang out? Or are you having a lamb roast? I mean, what's happening?
We've actually seen the movie. We've been really lucky. It's a very slick film.
Yep.
Really liked it. It's really great. And so lots of action-packed. And the CGI is sensational. But we've seen it, but we are desperate for food because I tell you what, I didn't eat much today knowing I had to get into this dress.
Oh, red carpet will do that too. It's hard to interview someone and hold your stomach in at the same time, I know.
So, okay, well, we'll leave you to it, Kimber, because you've got plenty to do, but we're going to be hearing the interview with Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe tomorrow morning on Cleese Mountain, Kimber.
Absolutely, you will. We're thrilled to be able to bring it to you, and we're just, look, Matt's hanging around in the background. Lisa and Pete.
Hi, Lisa and Pete.
Hello!
Hey, Matt!
So, we are thrilled to be able to bring it to you tomorrow, and Dan the Internet will be working busily to get it up on the website.
Oh, excellent. Well, I hope you're a little weary tomorrow. I don't want you wasting that dress at a red carpet in Sydney.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. And we look forward to playing it. We're just so happy to find out that they're wonderful people.
Wow, yeah, it makes a difference when you meet a star and they're wonderful.
It really does.
Especially up close and personal.
Thanks, Kimber.
Thanks, Kimber. Have a great
night. Thank you. You guys have a fantastic show. Look forward to seeing you back in Perth.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Here we go. Kimber from Cleese Mountain. Kimber, so they're on the red carpet at the premiere of The Mummy, which is happening on the East Coast at the moment. Managed to get Tom Cruise and managed to get Russell Crowe as well.
Managed to get him winking.
Gee whiz, eh?
Wow.
As you heard it mentioned, check out mix.com.au a little bit later on for the video footage. And be listening to Cleese, Matt and Kimber tomorrow morning. They'll have the interview.
Matt may have had to promise to become a Scientologist. We don't know.
Single-handedly, the largest philanthropic donation by a living person in Australian history as the Forests unveiled $400 million in donations to charities.
What? $400 million?
Mm-hmm. It's unreal, isn't
That's what he's giving away.
Yeah, $400 million. It's a lot of money.
Wow. You know, some people who are fortunate enough to make a motzer of money often say, oh, it's our responsibility to give back. And the most they do is make a donation in a tin occasionally at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy and his wife, they really do put their $400 million where their mouths are.
Yeah, they really do. It's going to a whole heap of different places as well, and not just, a bit here, a bit there. No, we're talking $75 million towards cancer research.
$75
million? Mm-hmm. $75 million towards higher education.
Oh.
$75 million towards childhood education.
Good thinking.
$50 million towards Indigenous disadvantage. And $75 million will be used to eliminate modern slavery. So, I mean, that is, it's just extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. $400 million from the Forrest family. And all those sorts of things sort of go towards what he and his wife actually try to achieve with Mindaroo, which is their philanthropy company that was set up back in 2001. Because it's all about a hand up, not a handout.
Mm-hmm.
So just, things like helping with childhood education and higher education and whatnot. But you know what? From the Lisa and Pete show, just a real solid nod to these guys because that's fantastic.
You are a dead set legend.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.